It's 54 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. More than 6 months after an explosion killed 16 people at a munitions factory in Hickman County, the state is taking action. The Tennessee Occupational Safety and Health Administration issued more than $3 million in penalties to the company, Accurate Energetic Systems. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports.
On October 10th, workers were melting down explosive material, pouring it into tubes, and packaging it inside of a building containing 25,000 pounds of explosive material. In an instant, nearly all of it exploded, killing 16 people. Now, the company is facing record fines from the state's Worker Safety Agency. Tennessee's OSHA documented 100 citations against AES. The agency claims that the company exposed workers to dangerous chemicals like TNT without protective gear. The company also allowed the accumulation of explosive dust on equipment, and workers were spraying a flammable liquid near hot kettles. The cause of the explosion, however, is still being investigated. Before this incident, the largest penalty TOSHA issued was about $400,000 after a 2001 explosion at a military flare manufacturer. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
The worksite death of a construction worker in East Nashville is under investigation. Stephen Mattson was declared dead at the scene in what appears to be an accident. A preliminary investigation found that another worker was operating a forklift up a hill when his engine lost power. The worker told police his machine rolled backwards. He tried to brake and turn away from Mattson, who was operating another excavator at the bottom of the hill. Unfortunately, Mattson was pinned between the excavator and the forklift. The investigation is ongoing. Nashvillians will not get a credit to help pay for increased water bills after Winter Storm Fern. During the storm, residents were encouraged to drip their faucets for days on end. The mayor's office put forth a proposal for Metro Water Service customers to receive a one-time credit ranging from roughly $8 to $25. The program would have cost the city around $6 million. But ultimately, the proposal was rejected by the council this week. Some council members cited concern over the total cost of the program for what they called a small amount of relief. Following the council's rejection, the mayor issued a statement saying that Metro Water could have tightened its belt for the credit. He called the decision a, quote, incredibly disappointing outcome. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.